This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to do our weekly thing here. The DJ Beers are all about reviewing the stories, the people, the high hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, with our sort of unique blend of information and opinion and experience and all of the things that are rolled into being a good broadcaster and being on the air. With our ability to kind of think things through, we have some comments on the stories. Jennifer Horn not only does early mornings here with us on the DJV program, she hosts a morning program on Carol A in Los Angeles. Victoria is a veteran of a lot of New York radio, and so here we are. I'm a veteran of radio from here and actually in outer space. There's a special place for me out somewhere, way out there, excuse me, with V'ger. Do you remember, ladies, do you know what V'ger is?
Mm-mm. No.
V'ger is a reference to the first space, the first Star Trek movie, where Spock and Captain Kirk go out to find something. Remember, in the early 70s, Voyager, which was, it's not still operating, but it was sent out. It was the first of the many satellites. There were probes that were sent out into space to find what life, excuse me, there is beyond our planet, beyond our solar system. And it became a very important thing for us all to understand. So they built the first Star Trek movie around Voyager, and Voyager was actually sort of trying to control the universe, as you can imagine, and Kirk and Spock had to stop it. What that has to do with our countdown, probably you can stretch it a little bit.
Probably the most fun news of the week, though.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else here.
It's too that
much,
way.
Too much fun. At number 10 on the story list, the discussions this week about Independence Day, the 4th of July. How do you greet people, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, do you say happy 4th of July?
I bite your toes. That's what my cat does.
You can't bite your toes. Okay,
said, good. Well, yeah, you said, how do you greet people?
I
how are you
it.
Doing, Mac?
Yeah. Yes. So, but specifically for Independence Day, do you call it, do you refer to it as the 4th of July? Do your family and friends call it the 4th of July, or do they call it Independence Day?
The 4th.
Yeah.
Everybody in my circle says the 4th. Yeah.
It's an age thing. People my age are more likely because they have fought in wars.
Well, you signed the document,
like,
so, you know, maybe it's a little closer to you.
That
well,
usually
nice
is.
Penmanship, by the way.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. That's it. That usually, by the way, that's
Victoria,
a slice.
Good.
Victoria, you're not really.
I'm learning from you, Jen.
Too much.
I know.
Yeah, it's all Jennifer usually does the slicing and dicing here.
I got in there. I got one in.
Thank
like
you.
It.
Very nicely done. All right. So, well, there's a lot of thinking going on this week, obviously, because of what's going on in our country, about what it really means to be an American and what the freedom that is demonstrated by the document, what it means, given that most of the people who signed that document were slave owners, as it turns out. And many of the people that put together the ideas that we still nurture as part of our Constitution were slave owners. And a lot of the people, this ties into number 3 this week, which is a focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and our relationships, white people and black people and all that sort of thing. And the ancillary thing that's going with that is the discussion of reforming police. I noticed, Jennifer, the city council in L.A. They've cut the police funding there by $150 million. Excuse me.
And there's probably more coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they cut the budget, what do they expect to have as a way to fill the void of the police work that wasn't really police work?
Well, they don't know.
Where's that money going?
There's two big issues going on. I live in the city of L.A., as you mentioned, and we have two different jurisdictions of law enforcement. The LAPD handles what's considered to be Los Angeles City. I live in a suburb, but
nowhere
I live in L.A. city. Yeah, but I'm still, it's the LAPD that would respond to calls in my neighborhood. Yeah. Then there's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles all of the unincorporated communities and all of Los Angeles County. This week, the L.A. Sheriff's Department was cut by $145 million, actually $146 million, on top of the $400 million they were cut last year. And so because of that, the CEO of Los Angeles County, yes, that's a real thing, said, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eliminate the special victims unit. You're going to have to eliminate the gang enforcement unit, the community cops program. You're going to have to eliminate cyber crimes. You're going to have to eliminate literally the six departments. I'm just going from memory here. And you have to make significant cuts to mental health and a couple of other departments. So the L.A. sheriff has been very vocally fighting because he feels that his sheriffs cannot appropriately do their job without having these departments. And so that's been one thing that's been going on. The L.A. City Council, which manages the budget for the LAPD, there's a little bit of a scandal around that as well. The LAPD, whose chief, Michael Moore, is not nearly as vocal now as the sheriff, who is Alex Villanueva, Michael Moore hasn't said much, but this week it was released in a series of text messages that someone, however they got a hold of him, I don't know, between the city council president and the police chief, saying that she demands that his officers take a knee in front of protesters a couple of weeks ago, as this was really, you know, starting up the protests on George Floyd and the Black Lives
Matter. Police were ordered to take a knee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the city council president said we want them to go out there and we want them all to take a knee in force, not just, you know, optional if they feel it. They want it to be a show of force. And the police chief, who kind of was hemming and hawing about it, and ultimately the LAPD force did not go out there all at once and take a knee. And because of that, they believe there's some retribution here with the city council, who cut the budget ultimately this week.
Wow. And in the meantime, these other jobs. See,
very
this sounds to me, maybe the retribution stuff sounds to me like what happens with these childish people in my community. The budget was cut by 14%, so the mayor closed all the beaches. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when these immature. Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll close the beaches. That we'll get you that way. So one wonders.
You kind of make the case of why, because you guys don't pay to get on the beach in L.A., right?
We do not.
Yeah, so in Jersey, you have to pay to get on every beach, and so they've been able to limit the number of people just by not selling beach badges. So it kind of makes the case that maybe you should start charging for the beach, and then you can limit the number.
What the hell? We've already paid. Our taxes pay for the beach. Thanks very much, but no.
But you know what I think works, though, is if you actually monitor, there's certain entry points to the beach. I mean, certainly there's places where you can sneak on it, okay. But if you say, once the parking lot is filled up, then we're at capacity until someone leaves. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to try to stop people from getting too close together.
I remember living, had a house on the PCH for, 8-9 years? And one of the things, on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, there would be a line on the PCH, in both directions, by the way, whether you're headed north or south, of people waiting for slots to open up in the parking lot. And this would be like by 10 in the morning. It was like this. You had the traffic jams caused by that stuff. It was very dangerous, too. I mean, really dangerous. Because the PCH coming down from Malibu through to Santa Monica is not exactly a wonderfully straight road to begin with. And there are all these people that surf and they park their old jalopies on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, this week one of the big stories has been a lot of states like Florida, Texas, California, all kind of pushing back on their reopening plans. And in California, we put a 3-week pause on restaurants that are indoors. So they want to do outdoor restaurants only. So if indoor restaurants are bad and outdoor restaurants are good, then why are we stopping people from going to the beach? Why are we closing down trails and piers where people are actually going to be able to go out and get some fresh air? To me, it seems very counterintuitive to the message.
The other side of it is that if you really know what's going on, the virus has become far less deadly. It has adapted to its human hosts. There really isn't any need for a vaccine. And there is what I believe, this is me saying what I think, based on what I have read and who I've spoken to who are medical professionals, wearing a mask. I don't agree with Jack Stockwell on this, one of the people that's on the DJV program. I think wearing a mask is a very intelligent and good opportunity for you. Not only, it's more about other people, and we become so selfish. You know, all the Karen stories are everybody's screaming about themselves and, you know, they've got rights and yada, yada, yada. Come on. If you, how does it hurt you to wear the mask? Very little information that suggests it's unhealthy for you to wear a mask. And the business about personal distancing, how does that hurt anybody either? Those are the two things that if you don't want to, even though the coronavirus as it stands today is likely not to kill you unless you're immunocompromised or you're old, still, why would you want to make somebody sick? It's like, you know, sitting in an airplane.
Well, I think we just have to be realistic. If we want the economy to open, and I think you're going to see, the president's already pivoting on this message, and it's what I've said, too. I mean, I don't know. If you want the economy to reopen, sometimes you're going to have to play by these rules. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you can't
it's the only way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to open things up. So as much as I hate the mask, and I think some of this stuff is heavy-handed, what we have to do is be able to operate with this disease. We have to
be some
it's not going away. And so we're going to have to figure out how to work around it.
All right, coming up next, a focus on Facebook and what the reality is there. One of the items in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the DJV perspective.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown. Items of interest, the stories, if you will, from this past week, the week of June 30th to the 3rd of July, from Talkers Magazine, the charts, starting at number 10, discussion about Independence Day this week. Number 9, relationships and the psychology of how to deal with the disaster that is the virus. Number 8, Facebook advertising. Number 7, the Russians and what's going on with them. Number 6, Supreme Court rulings. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, our economy, the reopening of the economy, if you will. Black Lives Matter. Number 3, discussion of masks and health care in general. Number 2, and the virus itself with a lot of stats. That's been number 1. For the past 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the list, the stories from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue with our overview here of the Talk Radio news, the stories this week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where the stories and people lists are always at the end of the week there for you to glean. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, along with Jennifer Horn. We have our expertise, I guess you call it that. I think it's expertise. We discuss. Somebody confronted me this week. You know, how come you think you know so much? And I said to them, well, I think I do because I'm aware, and because of what I do for a living, I need to have more than just peripheral knowledge. That is, you dig deeply into some of these things, and you come up with stuff that no one else is talking about or nobody else is reporting because you have an open mind. I think I have a very open mind to most things, and I think the two of you do as well, even though you have your I don't want to say prejudice, but you have your points of view, and we all have points of view. We kind of, people who don't have points of view are dull. Ever notice that?
If well, you don't, I don't know even, how people even don't. If you're I mean, wrong. Even people who think they don't have a point of view, you should have a point of view.
We can't
help it. We're all from different places in life. We have different genders. We have different priorities. We have different careers. I mean, everybody's got a point of view. The thing is, when people say, oh, you know so much, it's not that. It's that we're willing to have a conversation. That's what I love about us, is that even when we disagree, and sometimes strongly, as the president would say, strongly disagree with each other, there's still a respect, and we're still listening. And I don't know. I think that really matters right now. There are so many people that are
not always doing matters,
that.
But it matters more now.
Ugh.
I think you're right. Okay, with that in mind, I said we'd talk about Facebook. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the advertiser boycott at Facebook because of their ability or lack of, I don't know, how we would encapsulate this. You're the technological person, Victoria. You follow all of this stuff. But basically, if I understand it, Facebook has allowed hate speech to continue, and advertisers are getting wise to it, and they don't like it. So Zuckerberg is being sort of put into a corner. Is that a good summation?
Well, he tried to, yes. And the problem, really, is that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they have tried to just play the neutral in the neutral zone for so long. He just has refused to take a stand against so many different things. It's not just hate speech, and so now advertisers are just saying, you know what, enough with this. We're pulling all of our advertising from Facebook.
But how do you keep that from not being slanted? How do you keep that from not being, he's obviously on the left side of things in terms of his political philosophy, so how do you keep that?
Well, I don't know, he's often accused from the left, he's accused of being a Trump lover.
Really?
So
I wouldn't have read that. Jennifer, would you have read that into Zuckerberg?
Well, I don't know that he's a Trump lover, but I think he's trying to actually be a smart businessman and just get involved with the content of his site. And so I think with him, they want him to do what Twitter's doing, which is mark every tweet of the president and then let a lot of other fake news go by on the platform. And I don't know if that's a fair ask, but that's what these sponsors are asking for. I actually respect
so
him for staying out of it and not getting...
Well, who is influencing the sponsors? Where does that... The sponsors aren't going to do it on their own. They're getting pressure, are they not, from users?
Absolutely, from their customers. Yep.
So are people on the left more likely to push than people on the right for a stay in some of these policies?
I don't know. I think they're equal forces on the left and the right, depending on the issue.
I think right now,
you're not on social media, Doug. You don't see that it's...
I'm on Facebook, and I don't like what I see on Facebook.
The right is capable of cancel culture. If you remember when Sean Hannity was throwing his Keurig machine out the window, I think right now, however, the energy move of the cancel culture is with the far left, certainly. I think there's a lot. I mean, it's the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. It's the it's Facebook now. It's all of the actors.
The Redskins, that's been a debate my whole life. That's been...
But now they're pulling sponsors. FedEx announced this week that they're pulling. If they don't change the name of the team, they're going to pull a lot of...
What are they going to change it to?
I don't know. Nobody knows anything. If they're going to, they don't even know if they're going to.
How about just the Skins?
I don't think that people would be okay with that.
What, the Skins?
Well, it's a dumb name, so I don't know why.
What, Skins or Redskins?
Skins.
All right, more food for thought. It's...
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News. Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations, until now, never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopened, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Second half hour of our Talk Radio Review with the DJVers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the charts for this past week in our sights. The business about the presidential race, number five this week, politics. We had John Bolton on our program this week. I wondered in retrospect what the two of you thought about the conversation, what he had to say. He added a few pithy tidbits that he hasn't been saying, because we usually ask questions that aren't what most other people ask anyway, so we weren't trying to do the gotcha thing. But, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't think any of us are, actually. And so, under the circumstances, if I do say so myself, we did a pretty good job with him. I kind of enjoyed the conversation. I liked, he's very intelligent. He sort of sparked a few things in me that I'd forgotten about with regard to certain things, the hawk business. But ladies, what did you take away from it?
Well, I'll start, I guess. I thought the most interesting thing, because, and I've been pretty vocal about this, why did these two get together anyway, meaning Trump and Bolton? They got from two different places. Why, you know, what brought them together? And I think what Bolton tried to do at the beginning when he answered that question, he's like, oh, he saw me on Fox News. That's kind of the thing that everybody wants to paint Trump is just watching Fox News. I think to a point that's probably true. He knew of him. But the meat of the answer was what I thought was the most fascinating, and I believe it rings true for me, and that is that Trump needed help getting out of the Iran deal. He made that promise to Americans, to people who voted for him in 2016, and he was starting to get criticized because he said within the first 100 days that Iran deal will be torn up, and he was running out of time, and he needed someone to help him facilitate that, and I believe that's what brought them together, and I thought that was actually kind of interesting because it's a real glimpse into how all of that stuff works, and it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats. You make a promise on the campaign trail.
Washington.
And then you go, uh-oh, how do I do this?
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't answer the question, though, and he goes, oh, well, in chapter one of my book, and, you know, I hate those answers. It's like, okay, dude, you know, we know you're selling a book here, but
that was my question about hawking his book. Anyway, go ahead.
But he didn't, I'm a little curious not that curious enough to read the book or buy it, but I was more curious, like, who introduced them. Like, I kind of was wondering who from the Trump administration said, hey, you know who we should really talk to? John Bolton. I was just curious. Was it Mike Pence?
I bet that was Pence.
Was it someone else who had experience with him?
Pence. Yeah,
Pence would probably know him. I mean, here's the thing. It wouldn't be a stretch. He worked in the Bush administration. He worked for four administrations. So, people, I mean, he's on speed dial, probably. Yeah, so whoever was around there would be able to connect them pretty easily, I would imagine.
So the Mary Trump book, I must admit I've sort of zoned out, tuned out on that. That's one of the things that people are saying, well, look at these two books that take down Trump. What does Mary Trump say? What's her point here? I don't really give a damn, but I'm interested
in what both
of you know about that.
Her father is the one, is the Fred Trump Jr., right?
Who died.
And so Donald Trump took over. Yeah, and so she's accusing him, I think, of
taking money. Why is she waiting until now to accuse him?
I don't know.
Happened
I don't know anything
ago,
about her. I've never even heard of her until this.
Neither
so
is anybody
know
else
why.
Until this.
Yeah, you know why she waited till right now, because it was the most expeditious time to do it. But what I thought was interesting is Trump's brother, who was in the hospital, actually, from his hospital bed, actually filed this lawsuit against her, because I guess this has been an ongoing feud between the bulk of the Trump family and then Mary Trump. I'm not sure if she has any siblings or not, but the kid, and if she has siblings, were upset with the way Fred's estate was handled. And I guess it had gotten a settlement on that a long time ago. And in that had signs that she wouldn't disclose any information about that settlement or the family. And so when she has this book coming out, Trump's brother from his hospital bed slapped that lawsuit on her real fast. And the judge put an injunction into it this week that was kind of made some news because she had signed away her rights to tell the story. But it'll ultimately still be out.
All right, number seven this week on the countdown. We're sort of jumping around a little bit. I think there's a quality to not necessarily having to do this stuff in order. Number seven is something that sort of came late in the week, the discussion of the Russians. Well, there are two things here, whether you heard it or you didn't. I know you find this hard to believe. Apparently, the Russians, who have become experts in messing up elections, even in their own country, Putin had put forth constitutional amendments to change the Constitution so he can have two more terms. And, of course, the nation overwhelmingly voted to support that because he's such an enlightened leader. Not that the ballot boxes weren't stuffed in every community in Russia and that people were threatened with their lives if they didn't go to vote. Either they stayed home from voting or they went and they were told, you better vote for this. So now Putin can stay in office, till 2034 or something? Some ridiculous.
So can't say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that on the heels of this business of the Russians influencing the election, didn't Nancy Pelosi, there's some kind of a bipartisan bill that seems to be a no-brainer. The Trumpsters wanted sanctions pulled, the Russians, and then, I mean, I think this is kind of fishy, isn't it? And Pelosi says the sanctions against the Russian intelligence unit have been stripped from the bipartisan bill. Even the Republicans are ticked off about this. So did I summarize it well?
I haven't heard about all of that. As far as the Russia story, I think, of the week, it was the story that was reported by the New York Times last weekend. The New York Times suggested that Russia had put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's the third part of this wheel, yeah.
So the Taliban denied this and said, no, we were going after Americans on our own, thank you. Russia said it's not true. They haven't offered bounties. And the question then was, did the intelligence community mess this up, or was it reported to the president? He and Vice President Mike Pence never said that they were briefed on this by the intel community. And the directors, the DNI directors, the last couple of them said, no, we never got it up to this level, because the intel community, once they get a story, they have to have consensus before they present it to the president. That's sort of the way it goes, to make sure that it's actually credible intel, so that a president doesn't make an overreaction like weapons of mass destruction and then find themselves in a situation where they can't kind of get that away. They can't explain it away politically. So there's still a debate about whether Trump saw this or not. It seems, at least if you believe...
Well, what does he say?
He says he hasn't seen it, and the intelligence community said that they were investigating these claims, but that they hadn't deemed them to be credible yet, and so the debate still kind of rages on about that. But of course, the Democrats, who received a briefing on this, Republicans received a briefing, Democrats received a briefing this past week. The Democrats who attended, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Representative Engel, they all say that this is now the basis for another impeachment because they think the president
has
done something
wrong.
Here we go again.
Famous
Russia.
From 3.0. These idiots. Okay. With the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussion of racial relations number 3 this week, I thought it was interesting that the one of the ancillary stories about this is all of the monuments around the country that seem to be negative when it comes to realizing the importance of slavery. Some of the monuments probably ought to go. Some of them are questionable, and some of them ought not to go. But the Department of Homeland Security is sending teams to federal monuments over this weekend, this 4th of July weekend that you're hearing this program on, to protect the monuments. Do we know which ones are, you know, there have been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments that have been ripped down. So the president has said, let's use law enforcement to keep the historic landmarks. What are some of these that deserve to stay up? Do we have an agreement on that? I mean, if you've got Confederate statues around, it would seem to me probably time for them to come down. I mean, probably a long time ago it was time for them to come down. Jefferson Davis and some of the generals from the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's a lot we ought to know about these people, but do we need to...
it's
like having a statue
them.
Of Christopher
I don't understand.
Columbus.
You know, you go to, if you go to Germany, there aren't statues of Hitler. So I just don't understand why we cling to these people who were, you know, I think the
most
governor
people who cling to it don't really know why they're there in the first place, Victoria.
Think it's possible that some people who may have owned slaves also made really important contributions to this country
right.
and in building the country.
So you discount the contributions because they were slave owners?
Well, I think a lot of people are, I think that's unfortunate. I think
it belongs in a museum. We can't erase our history. We've certainly whitewashed it like nobody's business, and we have glossed over the fact that, you know, and Doug, you mentioned that opinion piece from the New York Times about
we posted that, by the way, at the DJV.
Yeah, it's
show,
really
Facebook.com/DJV show. Yeah, it's
just to get another perspective, and I know all of us, we like, you know, learning other people's perspectives. And so, you know, I think it all belongs in a museum. And if you choose to go to that museum and you want to learn about that part of history, that's fine. You know, I just don't think that we need, in every town square, that we need to have these relics. Why not more modern representation of
you
our
know
culture
what I like
and accomplishments?
About New England, one of the things that I like, especially going up and down the seacoast, is seeing all of the, in many of these smaller, mid-sized communities, there are statues of the seamen that went out and they either lost their lives or they did something significant to contribute to the well-being of the coast. You know, those are kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure they weren't perfect people, too, because there's breaking news here. None of us are. I guess what I take issue with is not the conversation about what is appropriate and what reflects appropriately on our society and our history, but I just take issue with the fact that people think it's their job to go out there with some rope and try to knock these things down.
And deface
stuff that's not theirs. If you want to take up a real effort, and if you really want to like start collecting signatures and actually do things the right way to have things taken down, great. Put the pressure on people who have the land that these statues are on. Fantastic. But to go out there with some red paint and string and try to take this down, no
that's
way.
That's the mob mentality. Okay, in a moment, I want to spend, there is a person in the news, or a person who was very prominent that I want to mention, would be number 11 on the list of people if we had 11 names on the list. That coming right up here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We We are at war with a murderous enemy for control of the planet. Bugs. Some you can see and others you can't. Bed bugs and other insects, as well as viruses and bacteria. Since 1967, a product known to the medical supplies and hospitality industries has been heavy artillery in the war against bugs, viruses, and bacteria. It's called SteriFab. Beware of scam products in the market making all kinds of promises. SteriFab is the only product registered with the EPA that kills insects and disinfects microbes. Many states require it to be applied prior to the rental of hospital beds and wheelchairs, as well as secondhand mattresses and furniture. You won't find SteriFab at the stores. It's usually sold in bulk for industrial use. But now, you can get SteriFab in convenient gallon or handy pint containers with spray nozzles by going to killsanddisinfects.com. Heck of a product. killsanddisinfects.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system, and there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Onto the people list, another exclusive feature of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, a list of people who have been obviously instrumental in the top 10 stories, the top 10 people list, combining the presidents of China and Russia at number 10, those two. Nancy Pelosi is at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, John Roberts at 7, Mary Trump at 6, John Bolton 5, Gavin Newsom at 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, Mike Pence is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. So those are the names that are, and you're going to get, especially with Pence becoming more involved in what's going on regarding the vitals of the virus. So you got that to focus on. That's the people list, courtesy again of the research, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so in the moments we have remaining here, I think it deserves more than a moment, but that's what we have for looking back at the life of Hugh Downs, who was on television for 69 years of his 99 years on the planet. He was well known for being on most every network, most every show. He started on a small Ohio radio station at the age of 18 and worked his way up. Probably as accurate and pleasant and straightforward of all the people. He did everything from news to hosting game shows to making us feel good about America and what we were all about. So I mark his passing at the age of 99. Hugh Downs in the focus here as a person of interest and import on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour here, it's time for us to review the top five items. We'll count down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To start with number five, there's something about this name that's, I don't know what it is. There's a sound to Sephora that is, it's calming. I don't know that much about the company. I know that we've talked about this week. They sell all kinds of stuff that make you look better, right?
Well, it's a makeup and beauty company, yes.
Yeah,
and
right.
So the stores, yeah. So the Sephora stores, it's the shopping experience at Sephora has been changed maybe forever now because of the virus, and you can't sample anything in the stores anymore, and it's difficult to shop in the store the way that you used to, because sampling and trying out different colors and products was a huge part of the business. So they've had to kind of come up with other ways to help women and anyone who wants to buy makeup. They've been trying to think of new ways to reach their audience. And one of the ways that they're doing it is through Instagram. And like Adidas and Zara and Uniqlo, Sephora now is, you can shop through Instagram without actually leaving the site. So they have 80 brands that are going to be available on the Sephora Instagram easy checkout page. And you can shop directly from the store's social media feed, which gives you a little more insight into the products, and they're making it a little bit easier. And so 72% of consumers say they use mobile devices to help shop at this point. And so 24% of people in a new study said that they wouldn't feel comfortable going into a mall for at least another 6 months.
Really?
So this is a smart move. Yeah, it's a smart move on the part of Sephora. And you find a lot of Sephora stores in malls, so it's a great thing to have them on Instagram.
Number four in our countdown.
Disney Plus and ESPN Plus are two very popular video streaming services, and they used to come with a free trial period for new subscribers, but Disney has now ended that practice, probably because they've already got 55 million subscribers, which is only 6 months after their launch, and they outdid their projections for how many subscribers they would have. ESPN has about 8 million subscribers, which, considering that it's such a niche network, that's not too bad either. They also own Hulu. They have 29 million subscribers on Hulu, so you can't get the free trial anymore on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, but you can still get a month free if you sign up for Hulu.
All right, number three, a focus on one of the giants, Microsoft.
Yeah, as we were just mentioning about malls and Sephora, Microsoft stores are in malls across America, but no more. They are giving up on the physical retail space. They have announced that they are permanently closing all Microsoft store locations in the U.S. and around the world. They're keeping four locations as a reimagined experience. So New York City on Fifth Avenue, in London, Sydney, Australia, and the Redmond campus location. Those four locations are going to have some sort of a concept store. You won't really be able to buy anything, but they're going to have an experience for Microsoft. The Microsoft stores debuted in 2009. They basically tried to copy the Apple Store model, and it just didn't work. And in the mall near me, it's the Apple Store is directly across the hallway in the mall from the Microsoft store.
Yes,
and every time
that
I
way
was
in this
Apple,
local mall here too. Yeah.
Really tried to lure people in, but you know, the Apple Store, it's just the design, the look, the layout, the way that I've never been more than 15 minutes in an Apple store. I'm in and out. It's very efficient, and Microsoft just couldn't get the traction that they needed.
All right, number two.
So this week, YouTube TV announced a $15 a month hike in their monthly pricing, which did not go over well on social media. So Dish's Sling TV, they came out with a promise that they're not going to raise prices on any existing customers until at least August of 2021. And they say that now, and then this was a big dig at YouTube TV, they said now is not the time to be raising prices on people because, you know, a lot of people are out of work. And so Sling starts at $40 a month, and for the Sling Blue and Sling Orange, and you can get both packages for $45 a month. So it's still a good deal. It doesn't have as many channels as YouTube TV though offers. So if you are looking to cut the cord from cable, do some research because every package has a different thing to it.
Number one is a way to save on your energy bill.
Yep, Google owns Nest Thermostats, and so they are now doing a free version of seasonal savings for all Nest Thermostat owners. And this will save customers an average of 3 to 5% in their energy bills from heating and cooling. And so you don't need to pay anything for it. You will see a notification on your device asking if you want to opt in. And I say go for it. You can save 3 to 5% on your bills.
Go for it. Those are the trending items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.